Good Friday and Holy Week. Let's start with Lent. How did Lent affect your life?
Well, I think the first thing we give up is eating candy. We wouldn't eat candy. Maybe we would just sniff it once in a while, but... And we did penance, said some extra prayers.
Did you fast on certain days?
Well, of course, when we were little, I don't remember, but
did you not eat meat on, like,
Fridays and I think Wednesdays during Lent? That's right, yes. Oh, yes, we never ate meat, and...
When you got older, were there any other things you did without, like dancing?
Oh, we had no dances during Lent. No. No playing, no playing piano, but only from Maundy Thursday to Holy Saturday, we couldn't play music of any sort.
The house was quiet.
The house was quiet, yes. Because like in the Mass in church, the singing, the music left on Thursday morning at the services, and then Saturday morning on Holy Saturday, it came back in the cradle.
There was no organ music then either.
No organ music. No, we'd answer the priest his prayers, and whatever we sang was without the organ.
The responses were all...
Yes.
Without the organ. On Good Friday, what kind of service did you have on Good Friday?
On Good Friday, we'd have like 3 hours. 3 hours. From 12 to 3.
And
I remember that at Lacan.
And on Holy Saturday?
Holy Saturday was just in the morning, when they would bless the holy water.
And you sang the litany then?
Yes, we sang the litany in Latin.
And
now, after I played the organ in Castorville, there was a time when I sang the litany in the parish, everyone in church sang responses. That was just for the litany.
Mm-hmm.
And then in one part we sang the Magnificat, which is a beautiful piece of music. Yeah.
And that's in Latin.
Right? Also in Latin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you sang the litany, we were talking about the litany, it was the litany of the saints, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do you remember some of the saints' names? Could you hum a tune? Could you hum it for us, or give us an example?
How many? What?
Could you give us an example of it?
Santa Raphael, ora pro nobis.
That was pretty. I enjoyed that.
And then when you would sing like for two saints, it would be Omnes Sancte, Johannes. Israel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ora te pro nobis. That was for the plural.
I always
Ante Johannes, ora pro nobis.
So after all this fasting and abstaining, and here comes Easter. Now tell me what you did in preparation of Easter at your home.
Well, we wanted to be sure and have a new dress and shoes. And one year my sister and I had white tennis shoes, slippers, and we were just the proudest children on earth. And we'd gather flowers for nests, fix our nests.
How did you get to color the eggs, or did your parents do that?
No, we didn't even dare for a while, I never saw one mother of color to be there. But then it came a time where we peep out early in the morning to see who's putting eggs in there, in the nest.
Did you play dumb so it would last longer? Do you remember what your mother used to color the eggs? Did she use regular dyes, Easter egg dyes, or did she use...
I know they did one color with the peelings of onions, the yellow onions. They make a nice color.
Mm-hmm. They're prettier.
And aren't they? Then I think they used cake coloring for some. They did have red cake coloring. But I don't know whether they bought egg dyes then or not. Maybe they did.
Where did you make your nest? Out in the yard? Or
yes, yes.
That was a big thing, wasn't it? You had to go out and pick your flowers.
Yeah. But there were a lot of flowers right in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to go far to pick flowers.
How about your Easter dress? Do you have any you especially remember?
I remember a white one. That's the only one I remember for Easter. Had ruffles.
How old were you?
I seem to be remembering when I was 8 years old.
It was a big day, wasn't it?
And then we'd go to our grandparents and get baskets filled with colored eggs and candy eggs and maybe friends like my sister Myrtle and I would go down to Youngman's. She was a Mango, was a cousin of ours, and she always had us down. She'd have a nest for us.
You gathered up quite a lot of stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What did you eat on Easter Sunday?
Well, now, that's a good question.
You don't remember?
No. But I guess they always had, my mother always had a special dinner with.
Some kind of dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to Christmas now. Let's start with the preparation of Christmas. That starts with Advent. And did you have to fast and abstain in Advent too?
I think so. Not as much as in Lent though, but just give up something.
How soon did you start your Christmas preparation?
Well, I guess December the 6th, we'd hang up a stocking. We'd always get that filled.
For St. Nicholas?
Yeah, St. Nicholas.
Where'd you hang your stocking, on the bedpost?
Bedpost, yeah. If we didn't have bedpost, we'd tie them on the iron bedstead.
Mm-hmm. What did you get in your stocking?
Oh, gee, I got a lavalier. I still have it. With a gold chain. It has a music design and a opal. That's my birthstone, October. And candy. But we'd always put a note in there too, what we want for Christmas. Yeah.
Did you get it then?
I think those days you didn't ask for too much, like when we were maybe like 10 years, we'd want a sewing box, things like that.
When did you start baking cookies?
Oh gee, I baked them before I got married. I was in the kitchen baking.
What kind of cookies did you have?
Well, we had the plain sugar cookies, and then have the metal, what do you call them?
Cookie cutters.
The cutters, yes, like a store or a Christmas tree, maybe a Santa Claus or an animal shape. And you make that with the sugar cookies. And sometimes we put little colored sugar on. And then a molasses cookie and an oatmeal cookie.
Did you make a
And Mother anise? Made it. Oh, and the anise cookies. Oh, yeah.
Did you have any moles?
For the anise? Mm-hmm. Yes, Mother had a, it was on a wooden mold. And it had about 6 or 8 different pictures on it. And she'd roll out her dough and just press that down on it. And then cut them away from each other.
How did you fix those? Did you cook them or did you put them in the sun? The anise cookies.
No, I think Mother cooked them.
In the stove. Did she have a little rolling pin with the forms?
No, this was on this piece of board. I could still see it. I can remember it. Had the different patterns. And let's see, what other kind? Well, she made a good macaroon with a lot of pecans in. Cut up pecans.
What did you use for a Christmas tree?
A cedar tree. Always a cedar tree.
And what did you decorate it with?
Tinsel, and they had the bulk Christmas balls. We also made some, I think it was with these little papers that you would cut a piece and glue it together, make a chain.
Of garlands. Did you use any fruit or cookies?
Oh yes, fruit. We hung apples on. Because they put the Christmas tree in a room and closed the door and you wouldn't see it till Christmas, till it was time for Santa Claus to come. And that room always smelled so good because it had those apples in there.
Love that smell.
Oh yeah, they put fruit on. Mm-hmm.
And candy.
And wrapped candies, yeah.
Did you snip it off then and give it to children when they came? Or
yes.
When they came? Mm-hmm. That was a good smell. So you didn't see your tree until Christmas Eve. And did you get your presents then?
Yes. Oh, and also we had these, not electric lights, we had the little candles.
And that was a good smell.
Yes. That with the apple and the cedar had to be.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you describe the little candles, Silly?
Well, they were on a little round plate, just like a candle holder, and it had a sort of a clip on that you could clip onto the Christmas tree then. On top of the Then when the candle would be at the top, and you could clip it at the bottom on the Christmas tree, on one of the limbs.
And the little candles were a little twisted.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Were they colored?
Yeah.
All colors. Which were your favorites? Did you?
Oh, I don't know that I had a favorite.
So you had your presents and everything on Christmas Eve. How long did you leave your tree up?
I think just till it was getting dry again.
Did you leave it up till Epiphany?
I don't know whether they did that. Mm-hmm. But that, I guess just depended on the tree.
How the weather was, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Or if they needed the space.
Did your mother make the Stede Pfeiffer or anything special for Christmas?
I know she made potato pie, but that was usually when we killed a hog to butcher.
It wasn't for Christmas, then?
Not necessarily. Not
necessarily. What did you eat at Christmas?
Gee, I really don't know of anything.
You were too excited for
I know it. On New Year's, she made the New Year bread.
Tell me something about New Year's bread.
Well, it's made with yeast, and it's a little sweeter than regular bread, but it's good. And they plait it into either a circle or just a straight plaid.
Make a wreath or
yes, a wreath.
Did they ever make little boys and girls? My grandmother did that.
Could be, I don't remember. But then also on New Year's, you'd get a package from your godmother and godfather, and they'd have some of this New Year bread in it with fruit and cookies.
Did you take this bread around to people for presents, or what did you do with the bread, the New Year's bread?
Well, they did to some, yeah. But you'd have company, you know.
Servants.
Yes. Those days, you went to see your relatives more often than we do now.
And what did you serve with it?
Oh, come on, what's the Christmas stuff?
Eggnog. Do you have hot eggnog or cold?
Oh, yeah, hot eggnog, yeah.
Did you serve wine ever?
I'm sure they had homemade wine.
That's
I know those days whether they could even buy wine.
I think
that
they
early.
Made it. What are some of the other holy days that you remember that you celebrated after you came to Castroville when you were playing the organ? What were some of the holy days that you remember vividly?
Gee whiz. In 1st of May, the children would have to have flowers.
Describe the May procession.
Huh?
Describe the May procession.
Well, you know, sometimes we had it, we'd march around the square there in front of church. Just make that square and go back to church.
Did the children wear any special clothes?
Well, when my children were smaller, they'd go dressed in white. I think later on they just let them come in any kind of clothes. But they carry flowers.
Did they have a May Queen or crowning of the Queen or anything?
I just don't remember that. Yeah, I don't believe they did. But that was later on.
Do you remember the Rogation days?
Yes.
Describe that.
Well, we'd have procession up to the cross hill. But I went only once because it was too hard on me. I already had my back trouble then. Mm-hmm. But that was real nice to see.
I'll bet it was.
And we pray all the way up.
What did
and
you pray?
Back. The rosary.
The rosary. Was there any blessing of the crops? Did you ever have blessing of the crops?
Yes. They had special mass. And I don't know that. I guess if someone would ask Father to come to their farm, he would. Would have.
Do you remember the Angelus bell?
Yes. Sure wish I'd hear them every day.
Do you miss them?
Yes.
Did you stop to pray the Angelus?
I don't know whether I'd stop, but I would say...
You prayed.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
That was a beautiful sound, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Did they ring the bells on the eve of Holy Day?
Oh, they rang the bells. Which one is first, All Saints or All Souls?
All Souls is first, I think.
On the evening of All Souls, they'd ring the bells. And we'd kneel down at home. Maybe kneel by the beds or by chairs in the dining room. The whole family would. Mm-hmm. And we'd pray the rosary. The bells would ring. And then
Did they call?
15 minutes, they would ring and stop. And then ring, they'd do that 3 times. Mm-hmm. And we'd pray the rosary while it was doing that. I think it amounted to half an hour or something like that.
Now when you... when they had a funeral, or when someone died and they rang the bells, can you tell me something about that?
Well, as they left the church with the corpse, they would toll the bell till they were up at the cemetery.
Didn't they ring the bell, though, when someone died?
Oh, yes, they did.
Were there different...
They would ring it and stop 3 times. Then you knew someone died.
Were there different kinds of bells for older people or...
No, I don't think so.
There were not.
And something else we'd hear, if you were on a party line, your telephone would ring, short ring, and you'd lift the receiver and the operator would tell you who died. Most of them were on...
anyway.
On the party lines, mm-hmm. you know.
Tell me something about your solemn communion.
Well, that was a special thing. We really prepared for that with instruction and then go shopping for the dress. And I think there was a little envy within the girls there. One thought her dress was prettier than the other.
And did you wear a veil?
Yes, we had a veil. That was real, that was an interesting experience.
To
go
day.
Shopping young like that and picking out a veil. And
it was almost as exciting as a wedding day, wasn't it?
Well, I imagine, yes, in mm-hmm. a different sort of way, yes.
Did you carry flowers?
No, you carried your prayer book and rosary, and then the candle. You carried that to church.
Describe the candlestick.
The candlestick was made of clear...
crystal or glass?
Crystal, yes, mm-hmm. like glass. And it was shaped in the form of a cross. And then they held the candle, and then there was a white bow on there with a little paper around to catch the melted wax.
Did you carry that up the aisle?
Yes, as you went down.
Was it customary to take a picture then?
Yes, still have that too.
Mm-hmm.
And they would hang them, frame them, hang them on the wall at the homes.
Did you have to go to San Antonio to have your picture made?
Sometimes photographers would come by, but I don't know for that whether we went to San Antonio. Because I have other pictures that someone came by and took the picture.
Probably a pretty lucrative day for them, so they probably came out here.
Well, I've had... Connie and Anna Louise, when they were little girls, man came by the house there, and they were nice pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Those days you didn't go to San Antonio yourself, you know, so you really appreciated that.
That's right. When you were a little girl, it would cost the, it wasn't easy to go, was it?
No, it wasn't so easy, because they when did the automobiles come in? About 20, in the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me something about the bishop's visit?
Oh, that was always an important thing. And we'd always have wear white dresses and carry flowers, and one would present something to the bishop. I don't know if it was flowers or something.
Do you recall if they if he came to town, or did they go out to meet him?
No, in La Costa, he just came to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And here he used to, but then after a while they'd meet him out here. You know, one time they met him with horses.
Do you remember anything about people from Bandera coming down?
No,
You don't.
See, of course I just came here in 29.
It was too late. Uh-huh. I want you to tell me some more about Grandpa Monnier.
Well, Grandpa Monnier came from Alsace, supposedly came from La Chapelle, with his parents, who had a family of 11 children, and they all came over to Castroville. And the parents are buried up at the cemetery, and so is my grandpa and his wife. And then there's two or three boys that never married. They're also married up there. And quite a few of them lived in San Antonio, the Monnier brothers. They had a freight line where they hauled freight from San Antonio to Mexico.
Was that Chihuahua, or do you know?
I don't know. I just heard Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Start talking about grandpa. Where was your grandfather, your girlfriend, born?
He's born in France somewhere. We're not quite certain. I think he comes from northern France.
In the Lorraine country.
Yes, and his family settled up in Indiana, but we haven't been able to
verify it.
Yes, and Grandma Drokerd was a comrade, and they both lived in Castroville here. Grandpa was a blacksmith, and he should have invented a plow. I don't know just what year that was. They had a large family.
Blacksmith was a quite an important man in the community.
I think quite a few of them were blacksmiths, because they had horses those days, you know.
Now that we've established that, let's get back to food. Pastita pie is one of the favorites, I think, for Christmas and special occasions. Can you tell me something about it?
Well, it's made with pork, and you cut up your pork and onions and green the tops of the onions, the little young onions, the green thing, and you add bay leaves to that, and parsley, salt and pepper, and marinate it, say about 12, 15 hours.
You put a vinegar or wine?
You can use the vinegar or a wine, a dry wine.
And then what do you do with it after?
Then you put that in a pie shell and bake it like you would any pie.
You put a pie lid on it too?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, it has a like a fruit pie.
Pickled turnips are another thing we usually had at big dinners. Tell me how you fix that.
Oh, they're good. You can raise the turnips in the garden. You gather them and peel them, cut them up for a kraut, and all you do is add a little salt and sugar and mix them up well and put them in a jar and seal them.
How do you cut them up? Do you shred them real fine?
Yes, you shred them sort of like a little heavier than sauerkraut is, than you would the cabbage.
Mm-hmm. How do you prepare that?
Well, we usually just cut the turnips into a big pan, an enamel pan, mm-hmm. and then add the salt and sugar and stir it up real good, and it'll draw it a lot of fluid. It may be enough when you put them in jars to just seal the jars.
But you don't need any water.
No. Mm-hmm.
Then when you get ready to eat them, how do you prepare them?
Well, you let them, they should be bottled at least several weeks. I think they're better. Then you put them in a saucepan and boil them a while, slowly. And then you dice some bacon, right? And add the bacon and all the drippings onto the turnips. And you have a good dish.
You betcha. sauerkraut is another tradition here. How do you pronounce that in Alsatian?
Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut, that means sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any of these delicacies when you were in Europe?
Not the turnip kraut, but the we talked about it. We asked them whether they make it. They do, but I don't think they do it. Make it as much as we do over here. But we had quite a bit of sauerkraut with the whole deal with the